closer.
It's time for another episode of The Lowdown with your host, David Beach. You can find The Lowdown on NOSSAOnline.com, bringing you news, information, and an assortment of unusual opinions. Dealing with short and tall, covering it all in weekly live recorded broadcasts from locations throughout the world and from its broadcast studios in lovely Pasadena, California. You can email the show at lowdowndavid@gmail.com or follow along with the exploits at lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. And now, please welcome to the microphone, David Beach.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode number 6, Collect and Trade Them with Your Friends. We've been on the air once this concludes for an hour and a half. You are listening to The Lowdown. I am David Beach, the host. You will find the broadcast on NOSAOnline.com, and you would know that if you're listening to it because that's pretty much the only place you can hear it, and we want more people listening. More importantly than that, I want people to tell me they're listening. Now, I can run down who I know is listening. The people at NOSA are listening. That's obvious from the responses I've had. Mom and Dad, you don't need to write me. I know you're listening, and thank you very much. You make me happy. I love my parents. And let's see. I've had an email from Mikhail who brought up some interesting points, and we're going to follow up on those points. And the most interesting point, of course, is I'll try to remember, but we are going to be talking about a website, a dating website, and I'll tell you about that. I'm making a mental note to get back to that because what I'm doing right now is begging you to write me because this is one of those podcasts when I have absolutely nothing to talk about. I did manage to find something that I will bring up in a matter of seconds and, of course, Mikhail's email. I'll follow up on that. But I want you to write me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com. If you're listening right now, if you have downloaded this podcast and you're going, hey, this isn't bad. Maybe someday he'll be talking about something. You can help me out because I can only sit here and complain about being a short-statured person for so long. Personally, my personal life. You guys may have specific issues. I have mentioned I don't really have any. I grew up understanding I was the shortest kid. I dealt with it. But you guys may have something that really we can get our teeth into and attack. And that's what we need to do is we need to change some of the issues that we have, some of the heightism that is around, some of the problems that short-statured people deal with that I may not be aware of. That's what I want this podcast to do so we can take care of it. So write me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com, lowdowndavid@gmail.com. And let's talk specifically about that email Mikhail sent me. He was mentioning a website, a dating website. I won't mention the names. There's only a few of them out there. Actually, there's probably a million out there, but there's only a couple of main ones, and there's one that's been advertised as actually rejecting certain people. Now, I don't know if it's true. I cannot verify that. I do know that immediately following the last podcast, I made a call to their offices. They are open 24/7 to deal with problems. Probably not the problem I dealt with, but nonetheless, I spoke to a fine lady and said, here's the deal. One of my listeners has said you guys are biased against short people. Is this true? And we talked for a little while, and it came out that no, they cannot be biased towards short people, but she was unwilling to be recorded because, of course, that's not her job. She doesn't handle that part of the company. So she gave me a mailing address, which oddly enough is just probably a handful of doors down from the studio. I could go knock on their door. It is a mailing drop. It's a P.O. box, so I'm not able to deal with it as easily as that. But I've written them a letter, and I challenge them. I'm betting that they're going to be listening to this podcast now because I mentioned it specifically in the letter and said I had a listener who wrote me and said you were biased against short-statured people. So if that's the case and they don't respond, then perhaps it's true. I find that hard to believe, but I know for a fact they're going to call up and say it's not true, but it would be interesting, and I would like to hear them actually say that, because if that's true, if there's any truth to it, we need to stop that. Okay, so that's where we're going with that. Let's see, put a timestamp on it. Wow, this podcast is coming to you a day after WrestleMania. Doesn't matter to anybody but me. Ric Flair, retired, very sad, and most importantly, tomorrow is April Fool's Day. And I'll be honest with you, I was more than ready to set this whole thing up. We have a great system where I was going to get a call from a very important person. He's actually on the line right now. Would you mind saying your name, sir?
I'm George W. Bush.
Good to have you here.
Good morning.
Thank you. And where are you calling from?
I'm from Texas.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Can you hear me? Because I'm not sure if I can hear you.
Hear me loud and clear.
Okay. What do you want to say?
Let me say something.
Okay. Well, he was going to be there and it would just be a mess. Matter of fact, this is one of the first podcasts that I have recorded one and erased the entire thing because it was absolutely ludicrous. But that's what I was doing, was messing around. It was going to be a kind of a really bad, dumb April Fool prank, but I have passed on that. So I did what I do anytime I know I have a podcast and have absolutely nothing to talk about other than the issues I can find. I sat down and I Googled short man syndrome, Napoleon complex, and I did come up with a very interesting website. Now let me set the picture. About a week ago, I went to a friend's party. His wife set up a birthday party for my friend, and we decided to have a sort of celebrity roast for this guy. We were going to pick on him, we were going to jibe him, we were going to do everything we could just to irritate him. And his wife said the thing that was most irritating to him, the thing that really would get his goat, would be asking if he was mad. You know, it's like you make a joke and you turn and say, don't be mad. Are you mad? And if somebody does that to you enough times, you get mad because you're tired of someone thinking, are you mad? And this is what brings this up. Now, here's the deal. I did my little Yahoo search. I did my little Google search, and I came up with a Yahoo page. And oddly enough, this is what I found. Apparently on Yahoo, you're able to ask questions to a group of people, and they respond with their answers. This was the question I came across. Why do short men have short man syndrome? Now, I have been doing this podcast for a while. I have been a short-statured person all of my life. I don't believe I have honestly come across a person with short man syndrome. And yet, I've been accused of short man syndrome. I've seen people be accused of short man syndrome. And I equate it to, are you mad? Oh, you're short. You're getting upset. I see. And that is where the problem comes from. Napoleon complex, interestingly enough, Napoleon was considered of average height when he was having his little rant and rave. So it's all come about in the same sense of, are you mad? But let me read to you the answers that I found on the Yahoo site. And this was chosen as the best answer. And the person who asked the questions gets to choose who answered it best. Listen to the answer that was chosen best answer for why do short men have short man syndrome? Here we go. Thank you. You can edit that, can't you, Wally? No. Okay, here we go. There have been studies, in parentheses, can't cite them from memory, sorry. And yet he's writing this, so he doesn't have to memorize it. He could actually look it up. Continuing on, that tall men, e.g. 6 foot plus, in parentheses, are more successful in business than shorter men on average. The explanation for this is that tall men are more likely to have been successful sportsmen when growing up, and so are used to being more aggressive and confrontational. Take a pause here. I happen to know that as a gymnast and as a wrestler, short and stocky is a better way to go. Muscular. Height? Not so big a deal. Okay, go back to the answer. I'm getting a little upset. Traits which do come in useful. Aggressive and confrontational. Let's read that again. The explanation for this is that tall men are more likely to have been successful sportsmen when growing up and so are used to being more aggressive and confrontational. Traits which do come in useful. Conversely, male academics tend to be shorter than average for the same reason. So what he's saying there is short people tend to be smarter. The explanation for short man syndrome, or Napoleon syndrome as it is also known, is that some short men feel that they have to react to this perceived inadequacy when they reach adult life in order to compensate. Okay, so this is how he answered it. He is saying, well, tall men seem to be more aggressive and confrontational, and short men are smarter. That's the sort of idiocy that we find ourselves surrounded with. He is actually saying right here in text that tall people tend to be more aggressive and confrontational and better sportsmen, and short people tend to be smarter doesn't really answer the question, but yet that was chosen as the best answer. Some of the other answers include because they are short men. Okay, that's pretty much to the point. And then another answer, ask that to Mike Tyson. He'll tell you what he thinks of that comment. Mike Tyson being a short-statured individual who I wouldn't want to run into even if he were taller than me. Let's see, because they feel they have to make up for their height and have something to prove, except for my boyfriend, who's 5'5 and a big softy. Kind of defeats the purpose right there to say that, well, yeah, they're all shorter, except for my boyfriend. He's nice. And my favorite answer, which I personally, had I asked the question, would have chosen this as the best answer, probably because the average chair and table size are too big and fences too high to peer over. So tall people like to peer over fences, apparently. But the best part of this answer is, and people smell different to them in elevators. Yes, that in and of itself can lead to short person syndrome. You're absolutely right, because you guys just smell differently. Oh, here's one I hadn't seen before. I'm going to read this just straight out. I don't know if this is going to be dangerous or not, because this is a culture that values tall men and rewards them financially. It's you, sir, come here. How tall are you? 6'3". Have a buck. There you go. Here's a dollar. Americans tend to be tall, and most of our heroes, role models, have been tall men. George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, Donald Trump. He's my hero. Sports stars, politicians. Yeah, sports stars. A lot of those sports stars. Let's take a look at some of the jockeys who make millions of dollars. Politicians. It's the same reason why we won't elect a short president. Jimmy Carter was the shortest at 5'9". Therefore, short men feel inadequate and insecure because of the societal preference for tall men. Well, I don't know. I'm not buying it. But that's, you know, that's what people say. That's how they're answering this. Because they put up a front, they are really insecure about themselves inside and are frightened that their lack of height makes them vulnerable to bullies. Interesting. I don't know. I've seen, that's the bullies are the tall people yet again. Not the short guys, but they're vulnerable to bullies. And yet, short people get the syndrome. I don't know. My answer when I was being picked on in college was always, I didn't waste my growth hormones on height. I'll let you think about it. Feel free to use it later on. It's always worth at least a laugh. So that's my little find for this evening. That's my discussion for episode 6. And if you're not listening because there's a pointless podcast, you can change it. If you have listened to this and you do want to make a point, please tell me what you want to talk about. Because, I mean, I have fun doing this. It's not a problem for me to set up in the studio and get it all going and talk about whatever I want. I could kill time just talking on the microphone for 15 minutes, ask my mom. It's not a problem. But I want this to be something where we can actually help each other out. We've got some fashion tips that are out there. We've got some information on websites that are out there. Nos is a great website. They have got their convention coming up in October. And we want this to be a website and a podcast that people can turn to and go, hey, that's, you know what? I can get some people helping. I can listen to this and there's something I can learn. And so hopefully today you have learned, well, I didn't waste my growth hormones on height. Ladies out there, I'm not sure how that can help you. But that's how I'm going to do this podcast. I'm going to help you by you asking me how I can help. So email me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com and I will discuss it. And we will wait to hear back from that website that might possibly be biased towards short people. I find it hard to believe, but if they don't answer, then to me, that says something is wrong. Well, that concludes our podcast. We appreciate you listening. Let me know if you have anything else you want to hear, and we will cover it right here on the Lowdown Podcast, brought to you by NOSAOnline.com. Thank you very much for listening. Write me, once again, lowdowndavid@gmail.com, and we will get the issues covered short and tall. We will cover it all. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.